Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into the 12 o'clock hour here on WEEI. Dan Ball with you. Thanks for spending some time here on Boston Sports Original. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. As always, the Belichick talk goes over well on the text line and in the calls. So we'll leave that one there. We'll leave our poor Bill to go coach's team at 4:30 today. News from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN before we get into our Red Sox conversation. Patriots defensive end Milton Williams could miss multiple weeks due to a high ankle sprain. The New England standout left Thursday night's game against the Jets and did not return. He tried to. He came out, I think it was on a third down play where he came out and tried to play, but only played, I think it was like 10 snaps, something to that effect, but happened early. And so that puts a lot of pressure on Christian Barmore, and it's just, it's another example of this team's depth is suspect, man. It really is. You've gotten away with it at the running back position because Travion Henderson has had 5 touchdowns in 2 games and has run all over the place against some level of competition. And now you're missing the highest paid member of your defense, the highest paid player that was signed in free agency this past year in terms of total dollars. That's a significant presence that you're missing in your defensive interior for the next couple of weeks. So again, Milton Williams could miss multiple weeks due to a high ankle sprain, a very well-timed 10-day break for the New England Patriots coming up, if that is a headline that we are to follow. But something that we are monitoring right there. Again, Jeremy Fowler reporting Milton Williams could miss multiple weeks due to a high ankle sprain. Okay. We're pivoting away from football for the moment. We're joined by Christopher Smith of Mass Live at 12:30 today to follow up on the reporting that's come out of the GM meetings that were taking place in Las Vegas. Let's begin right up at the top. And David Azar, the producer today, is also a big Red Sox fan. So I kind of want to get his, do you believe it or not, thoughts on this as well as mine. Beginning with the Red Sox fully expect to spend past the first collective balance tax threshold or competitive balance tax threshold of $244 million. How much over remains TBD, and understand that they have to spend more aggressively to improve their chances of a deep playoff run, sources tell Sean McAdam. And a hat tip to Gordo, by the way. He is tremendous at finding these headlines and kind of presenting the most important stuff. So if you don't follow him on Twitter, make sure you do. All right, David, do you believe that the Red Sox are inclined to spend past that threshold this offseason?
They have to. I think bottom line, they have to. Do I think it's going to happen? Leaning yes.
Okay. I like that kind of optimism. I've been hurt too many times with this, man. I really have. That doesn't mean that I don't think that they can have a productive offseason, though. So that's kind of my weird little caveat in the middle. So the rumor going around, and this is actually reported by Christopher, so I want to kind of bring this up to start. The two hitters and a pitcher rumor kind of roughly what the Red Sox are hoping to address. And if you believe what Craig Breslow told the media during the course of the GM meetings, it's a power hitting bat to quote unquote balance out the lineup, aka right-handed hitting middle of the order bat, and a number two pitcher, because he said we're pretty well set, and he said from number three to number 10 within our rotation, which given that you have an ace and three through 10, that would suggest that you have identified that you need a number two starter to go behind Garrett Crochet. So a right-handed hitting power bat and a number two pitcher, which was then followed up by, okay, we need two hitters and a pitcher, which is true because at the current moment, you're down Alex Bregman, and your lineup with Alex Bregman was already missing a power bat. So theoretically speaking, you do need to try to get back to even by equaling whatever you got from Bregman last year and then add something on top of that. So a Pete Alonso contract, which you can thumb suck anywhere between $110 and $120 million, maybe somewhere around there, depending on what his market looks like for, call it 4 years. Maybe it's a little bit longer, but I've just seen that being the general rumor that's floated around. That's a pretty penny. That's the kind of free agent that the Red Sox really didn't invest in all that much until they signed Bregman last year. It was the Bregman signing at the time kind of raised your eyebrows of, oh, is that a four at the beginning of that total? $40 million a year? Then you learn that some of it's deferred. But money is still money is still money. So you started to kind of show you're willing to do that. You signed Bregman. I still firmly believe that wasn't Breslow's decision. I think that was Cora and John Henry forcing Breslow's hand. But you showed you're willing to kind of start to do it. You lose Bregman, you need to try to replace that, and you need to try to add something on top of that. So maybe last year, for me, for us, for Red Sox fans, was the signal that we're starting to spend a little bit again. We're starting to go out there and be a team that compete with the big dogs again. I certainly hope so. So let's say that's one bat. Let's say it's Pete Alonso to play first base for the Boston Red Sox. Then what happens after that? I am inclined to believe, based on just the names that you see floated out there, that the Red Sox would make a move in the pitching market via trade. That could be Joe Ryan. The name that I've landed on and that John Morosi said the Red Sox are in the best position to try to acquire, Freddie Peralta from the Milwaukee Brewers. I think that'd be a pretty strong acquisition as well. It kind of falls in that same Joe Ryan category. The interesting thing about Ryan specifically, still a couple years left of arbitration. It's this year and next before you become a free agent. So that is a bit more of a financially sound decision that also keeps you right around that CBT. But David's point, regardless of if you trust it or not, you absolutely have to go past that number in order to get to where you want to be. The Blue Jays have already shown that they are willing to spend over it. Assuming that they re-sign Bo Bichette and believing, reading some of the tea leaves and seeing that they may be in on Edwin Diaz, every indication is that Toronto is going to try to basically bring back the entire group that got him to a World Series and then fine-tune it in certain places that cost them, a.k.a. the back end of the bullpen. So Toronto's going to be right there. Detroit is a kind of an interesting tweener right now. A lot of young talent that's finally started to develop after this long and painful rebuild. They still have a need for some thump. That middle of the order, the Alonso, Schwarber, Bregman kind of veteran middle of the lineup presence. So I would wonder if they're willing to spend to that number. Seattle seems like they're committed to trying to balance out their pitching with their hitting. And then there's the Yankees, who are going to spend a ton of money. They're not going to spend it well, but they're going to spend a ton of money. You know that they're at least going to be players for a lot of free agents. They're probably looking long-term for Cody Bellinger, I would guess. I would have to imagine that they're going to at least kick tires on the other players, that the major players that are available. And they're going to continue to spend right at the top of the league in order to compete. What was proven last year by the Boston Red Sox? It's proven that they have a lot of good young talent, a lot of good supplementary pieces, and once Roman Anthony went down, no star power. Zero star power on that offense. A bunch of guys who hit line drives or hit the ball into the ground but do not hit the ball off the wall to the gaps or out of the ballpark. So that is simply something that if you believe 2025 was the precursor to being back in the consistent contender group of teams, if you believe 2025 was that, your next step is you simply have to bring some thump back to your lineup. Guys that can hit you 30, 40 bombs. It's a must. It's a must. It's as simple as your offseason and your 2026 season are for naught if you don't solve this issue. It's as black and white to me as anything that we've seen with this team. You're back into the bullpen. You have your eighth inning guy, your ninth inning guy. I'd love to see them add a little bit of depth, add a little bit more of a late inning leverage presence, but otherwise, you're in pretty good shape. Depth pieces, top of the lineup, and then middle to bottom of the lineup, you are fine. Anthony, Abreu, Rafaela, I still assume that Duran is the odd man out until proven otherwise. Trevor Story, Tristan Casas, that still makes me uncomfortable. But he's in the mix. Yoshida, Narvaez, again, good players at what they do. And if you put Willier Abreu in that 6-7 spot in your lineup, the numbers, splits-wise in his career, that's where he's at his best. 270, 280, decent power numbers, good OPS when he's there. Trevor Story, when you moved him 4th to maybe 5th, he was at his best. Anthony, when you put him as the leadoff hitter, he was at his best. When Rafaela was in the 9 hole, he was at his best. Like, you have guys who have shown through performance that they have specific places in the lineup where they can succeed, and none of that is the 3 or the 4 hole. None of it is. So I look at a group that has the leadoff hitter set. I look at a group that has 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 well set. Depth in a lineup that is not really comparable with a lot of teams. I think Story, Abreu, Meyer, Narvaez, Rafaela, that group of 5, if that's kind of where you go at the bottom of your lineup, that's hard to compete with. The problem is for the Aaron Judges and the Vladdy Guerreros of the world, the Freddie Freemans of the world, those middle of the order guys, the Bryce Harpers of the world, the guys that sit 3 and 4 in the lineups of the best teams in baseball, you do not have. And I know this probably isn't something that the ownership group of the Red Sox wants to hear, but those are the guys that cost you the most, and those are the guys that are hardest to find. The aces and the number 3 hitters are the hardest guys to find in the sport. But you have some options in front of you. And I cannot come on this station without saying this at least once, and I know it's a pipe dream, and I completely understand that if I continue to beat this drum, it sounds dumber and dumber as we go through the offseason. The Padres are going through a tough financial time right now. They're dealing with ownership issues and potentially being sold and all of these different things that would signal, maybe they're entering less competitive times in San Diego after a trade deadline where they basically emptied the cupboard, traded Leo DeVries and some prospects for Mason Miller and went all in to try to win just to accomplish nothing again. How aggressive can you get A.J. Preller to be? Because nothing would solve my blues, David Azar, more than
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's the guy I want in my stocking this Christmas. And I know it's not going to happen. But if there's any team that has the prospect depth that could at least make a conversation interesting, it's the Red Sox. I am a believer that you could execute trades for Fernando Tatis Jr. and Joe Ryan with the organizational depth that you have and solve all of your problems. If you called Minnesota and offered something that was, you know, a similar package to what was offered when Craig Breslow got cold feet at the trade deadline. One of Connolly earlier, Peyton Tolley, David Sandlin, Franklin Arias, and maybe something that's a little bit more of a middling piece off your roster. I think that gets the job done. Then you turn around to the San Diego Padres, who apparently have long been attracted to Jarren Duran, and you go, I'll give you Duran. I'll give you, I don't know if he has enough value to make this happen, Christian Campbell. And I'll tack on one of my other pitching prospects of significance. You want to talk about a Luis Perales, maybe? I don't know. And give me Fernando Tatis Jr. And Trevor Story with his range, questions, arm questions, getting older. What can he bring year over year? We slide him over to second base. And Tatis and Story are up the middle for you. And all of a sudden, you have your number three and you have your number two pitcher. And this team is damn good. Yes, David.
Do you have any concerns about moving Tatis potentially back to shortstop, though? Because that was the whole thing. They moved him to the outfield to, you know, kind of help his durability.
No. Well, the problem is, like, you have a logjam you have to figure out. Now, I mean, if you tell me, like, all right, I'm going to trade Duran and Abreu in the same offseason, and my outfield is Anthony Rafaela and Tatis, sure, absolutely, that's fine. If you want to do that, that is totally fine by me. And, you know, you can throw Story and whoever. At that point, Story and whoever at second base. I'm still a believer in Luis Arias. I know he had a down year last year in terms of hard contact rate and just overall productivity, but the guy doesn't strike out. I feel like Roman Anthony, Luis Arias, Fernando Tatis is nasty at the top of your lineup. And it's a pipe dream. All of this is a pipe dream, but it's all based on this report that apparently the Red Sox are willing to spend past where they have spent in years past in order to try to make a deep playoff run. They have said that they want difference-making right-handed bats in the middle of their lineup. They have said that they need a number two pitcher behind Garrett Crochet. All things that are true. All things that any fan that watches 162 games of this team, this godforsaken team, could have told you at the beginning of the offseason, could have told you at the trade deadline last year. To the next one from Twins President of Baseball Ops, Derek Falvey. Our focus is figuring out ways to add around our starting pitching rather than subtracting from it. We have to listen to everything that comes up. That's part of the job, but I feel good about having a guy like Joe Ryan on this club. It's something you got to say. He's not going to turn around and go, we are open for business, and every Joe Ryan offer we are going to look at seriously, and eventually we'll take one. Congratulations to Joe Ryan on not playing for the Twins next year. He's not going to say that. He's going to have to say that this guy's our guy. We want to build around him just to see if he can build up a little bit of extra market value and try to get something extra for him. But that quote from Derek Falvey did nothing to me in terms of deterring their commitment to just absolutely blowing this thing to smithereens with him now about a year and a half from needing a long-term contract. We talked about the two hitters and a number two starter. Feel good about that. How about the super pen from Ken Rosenthal, Will Salmon, and Katie Wu in The Athletic? Red Sox open to a super pen, though the idea is further down their list of priorities. The Red Sox are considering the addition of a high leverage reliever to create a version of a Super Bowl pen. People familiar with the club's thinking said The Athletic recently reported they hold some level of interest in free agent Devin Williams. Oh, my God, keep him. It wouldn't be surprising to see them continue to at least monitor the market for another proven high-leverage reliever, which includes Robert Suarez, Pete Fairbanks, Ryan Helsley, Luke Weaver, or Raisel Iglesias. Signing one of those relievers to a 3 or 4 year deal not only would bolster the Sox for 2026, but would also give them potential long-term replacement for Chapman, who will pitch next season at the age of 38. I'm all set on Williams. I mean, unless it's a real buy low, try to rehab him, get him in the Andrew Bailey pitching lab and make it work. But David, where are you on a Super Bowl pen? Devin Williams, Robert Suarez, Pete Fairbanks in his crazy eyes, Ryan Helsley, Luke Weaver, Raisel Iglesias. Do any of those guys kind of tickle your fancy?
I think you need another high leverage righty.
Okay.
We were very lefty centric last year, and that kind of bit them a couple times.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I think maybe one of those names, Devin Williams, I also don't hate maybe as much as you do, just because we've seen the pitching lab pay off with Chapman.
True.
When Connor Wong was like, hey, maybe you should just aim your pitches, and then he had the best season of his career. So can you do something similar with Williams? Maybe. I also just don't think the Yankees are good at developing bullpen arms,
yeah,
in general, because they were, Yankees fans were parading around with their Super bullpen, didn't work out at all.
That's so very true. That's true. And Devin Williams was one of the best to do it in Milwaukee. So I know that it's in there somewhere. This is such a stupid thing, but the beard policy, when they made Devin Williams shave his beard, it just, like, that didn't physically look right from the beginning, and then it almost kind of translated to how he pitched. I don't think there's a correlation there, but it was just something that jumped out. Speaking of former Yankees relievers, I really like Luke Weaver. He's become a guy who was, he went from kind of this, like, journeyman starter. He was with St. Louis, Arizona, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Seattle, and then came to the Yankees, started three games in 2023, and then became exclusively a bullpen arm. And 289 and 362 ERAs. He's pitched in 126 games. He has 12 total saves over the last couple of years. He's been pretty darn good. He's got a sneaky electric fastball for a guy who stands at, oh, he stands at 6'2". He felt a little more diminutive than that, but whatever. Baseball reference is what it is. So Red Sox Super Bullpen was kind of sort of dispelled by Craig Breslow, but, I mean, these are high-leverage moves. You're going to David's point, you're going to have to spend over that CBT threshold in order to get the kind of players that you need. Are they going to do it? We'll ask Christopher Smith of Mass Live, who is coming back from the GM meetings in Las Vegas, if he believes that and what else came out of the Red Sox from this past week. We'll do that after David Asia gets you caught up on what's trending.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show Mondays at 8. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics are back in action tomorrow afternoon against the Clippers. Tip-off is set for 3:30. Around the NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans are firing their head coach, Willie Green, just 12 games into the season. The Pelicans are off to a 2-10 start. The Bruins are on the road tonight to play the Canadiens at 7 p.m. They'll look to get back in the win column after falling to the Senators on Thursday night. The Bees are 11-8 on the season so far. Boston College football is preparing to face Georgia Tech at 3:30 p.m. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. Boston College men's basketball takes on Temple at 2 p.m. today. The call of this game will be on WEEI AM 850. Boston College hockey heads to Amherst to play the Minutemen after beating them 7-3 last night. Coverage of the game begins at 6:45 p.m. on WEEI AM 850. The Bills are hosting the Buccaneers at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. They'll look to bounce back after losing to the Dolphins last week. The Patriots sit atop the AFC East at 9-2 after their Thursday night win, but defensive tackle Milton Williams could miss multiple weeks with a high ankle sprain that he suffered in that Thursday night win. I'm David Azer. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DI.com.
Back here on WEEI, the Boston Red Sox are firmly in hot stove season right now. Rumor season as they get ready for a pivotal offseason. Lots of big needs for the Red Sox entering the 2026 offseason, but apparently an appetite to spend, or so we've been told. But for the latest on the Red Sox coming off of the GM meetings, we welcome on Christopher Smith of Mass Live, Red Sox beat writer for Mass Live. Christopher, great to connect with you. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up?
It's great to have you on. First of all, before we get into the rumors, how was the Las Vegas experience for you and your colleagues?
Awesome. I was there with Chris Cotillo, and it was 70 to 80 degrees every day, and I just was at a lacrosse practice with my daughter in 30-degree weather, so I miss that.
Yeah, that's quite the rude awakening to walk off the plane, I'm sure, and remember, oh, yeah, that's right. It's November in Boston as well as Las Vegas. But an eventful week, it seemed, based on the reporting from you and yours at Mass Live. So we were just having a conversation specific to a report that came out earlier about the Red Sox desire to spend over that collective bargaining tax, to spend over the threshold in 2026 that they feel a need to do so. Do you believe that the Red Sox are inclined to spend more than they have in off seasons past?
Yeah, and I think they have to, because the payroll is already up enough, and they need to get over it because they have several needs, right? Like they should be getting two power hitters for this lineup. I mean, they can't just re-sign Bregman. You know, they have to get somebody else, or they, you know, and they need a number two starter, as Breslow stressed. You know, a top of the rotation guy that can sit right behind Crochet and start a second game of a postseason. and then there's other areas of need. I mean, like, you know, you look at it like throughout the infield, and some of that will be taken care of with power bats, whoever comes in. But, you know, like right now, third base, second base, and first base are all a question mark.
Yeah, amazingly enough that you do have three positions out of those four that you're trying to sort through. But specific to Alex Bregman, because we made a lot of it this season, just the impact that he had, not only statistically speaking, but seemingly on Roman Anthony, on Christian Campbell, on the glut of young players that you had. What would you say the chances are that Alex Bregman is back in a Red Sox uniform if you were to handicap it at this point?
Yeah, so I think we look at it last year, and, you know, there was a side that was pulling for him, and then there was a side that, you know, was leery about it, right? Like, you know, there were some guys in the front office that were leery about it. Alex Cora obviously wanted Bregman. Sam Kennedy wanted Bregman. I would say that there's a you know, I think that there's probably that same, like, I haven't heard anything, but I would think that there would probably be that same divide again this year because, you know, he is 32 or whatever, or he's going to be 32. He's, you know, he didn't have great statistics following the injury when he came off the IL. His OPS was only in the the 700s, and he didn't really slug much. And so, but, you know, I mean, was he still injured a little bit? You know, was he playing through some stuff? Was it the true player that we saw before that, before the injury? Is that the true Alex Bregman? I just think that they should be a little leery about, you know, giving him a deal that goes into his mid-30s or later 30s, you know, based on what, you know, the player. And he's great to have, obviously. He's a leader, and he's important for the clubhouse. It's, you know, his value, obviously, you look at something like WAR, wins above replacement. That's a statistic that you can measure. But, you know, he provides more than that with his value to the team. And then he makes other players better. So he's providing, you know, so he's making them more valuable. So it's an important person to have in the clubhouse. I think they will pursue him pretty hard, but I think there is going to be some divide in between the front office and some people on who wants him and who's leery about giving him. I mean, everybody probably wants him back, but who's leery about giving him, you know, that kind of a deal? And his market's going to be escalated, you know, significantly now without the qualifying offer. No team has to give up draft pick compensation. Or get their international, you know, signing pool money deleted by $1 million or whatever, and so you know, all those teams are going to. There's going to be more teams. Interesting though, when Scott Boras's agent was asked about you know, Bregman and the teams that were involved, he went directly to the Red Sox and talked mostly about the Red Sox. And, you know, he said that no one wanted to see a Breg exit or a Breg exit.
Yeah.
Whatever. All of his puns.
Yeah.
But I think that he, from the way that he talked, I think that he thinks that the deal is most likely with the Red Sox.
And to your point about that, and it's something that I more wonder, and I've seen posited around in various Red Sox circles, is Alex Bregman more valuable to the Red Sox than to other teams that are potentially in the market for him based on the pre-existing relationship with the manager and the relationship that he formed with the young guys? I just wonder if there is that kind of understanding of, we know that he brings these intangibles to Boston that we don't know if he'd be able to bring quite as effectively to a Philly or a Detroit or something like that. So I do wonder if that is a part of the decision-making with all this.
Yeah, you have to remember at the end of the day, like, they still have a very young core, right? Like, you know, their best player is Roman Anthony, who's 21 years old. And so, you know, that is an extremely important thing. I think that the people that, you know, the analytics people even value that, you know, and say that that's unquantifiable and stuff. So, but, you know, I mean, I think that he'd be a leader going anywhere. I think, you know, that Detroit team struggled down the stretch and, you know, they could have used a guy like that. I mean, anywhere he goes, Boras said it's 8 years. I don't know if it's 8 years, 7 years, 9 years or whatever. Boras said it was 8 years, 8 straight years in the postseason. He knows what it takes when it's coming down the stretch and what to talk to players about. Not only is he, you know, a guy that can figure out somebody's swing, and look, he didn't even just figure out certain things with rookies or young players. I mean, he helped Trevor Story turn his season around.
Right.
And so, you know, so not only is it that, but it's also like, you know, you've got a guy that's been there and done that. And, like, you know, a team like the Tigers or Chicago, the Cubs could use something like that to get them over the top.
No question about that. The voice you're hearing, that of Christopher Smith of Mass Live, joining us here on WEEI, talking Boston Red Sox in their offseason. Okay, so outside of Alex Bregman being on the wish list for the Red Sox, when you talk about, and you reported on this earlier this week, the two hitters and a pitcher, who else from a hitting perspective do you perceive to be on the Red Sox wish list?
I think the Red Sox prefer Pete Alonso right now over Kyle Schwarber. Or I at least know that there's people in the organization. I mean, there might be other people in the organization like Schwarber more, but the way that also the way that Craig Breslow spoke, I mean, he feels like it's important to have some flexibility in the DH spot. And if you're talking about Schwarber, you know, getting Schwarber, that's a guy that played 154 games at DH last year, 157 on the year before. He only made 8 starts in the outfield, I think it was, combined the past 2 years. He's a DH, and you're going to have to get, like, you know, he's going to have to be that David Ortiz guy where you have no one there. And they do have 4 outfielders, and they want to get them playing. And they have Masa Yoshida, who can't play defense great, and he needs to be in that spot sometimes. And so with the way that the roster is constructed, Pete Alonso makes more sense. You know, Kyle Schwarber had, I think, a better slugging percentage. He's a left-handed hitter. He actually had a better slugging percentage against lefties last year. So it's not like, you know, necessarily, oh, you need a right-hander to balance out the lineup, more like you would go for Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber because of that, because Schwarber can hit anything and he could slug against left-handers. So, but that said, Pete Alonso is a good fit. And then, you know, he's a right-handed power hitter. The approach of the Red Sox is pull the ball and hit it, you know, hit it over the Green Monster and, you know, hit it in the air and hit it over the Green Monster. And you know, he's a guy that will, he's not great defensively at first base, but he plays first base. And you could look at the situation where you could rotate some people through the DH spot, even Pete Alonso, who, like, if, you know, Kristen Casas is a left-handed hitter and Pete Alonso is a right-handed hitter. So, you know, Tristan could, on days that they face right-handers, Tristan could play first base and Alonso could go in the DH spot. So there's more flexibility that you have with him as opposed to Schwarber. I think that would be, I think from what I, you know, read from what the comments that Breslow made and also hearing some other stuff that, like, that would probably be, Alonso would probably be more likely than Schwarber. But there are people that think that the Red Sox are going to be big players for Kyle Schwarber. I mean, Robert Murray, who's a really good reporter for FanSided, you know, he brought up that he was hearing that the Red Sox are going to be big players for Kyle Schwarber. So, I mean, they'll probably pursue both, but I think Alonso makes more sense, and he probably makes more sense to them, too.
What does all of this mean for Tristan Casas? Do you get the sense that he is still a big part of the organization's plans, at least from an offensive perspective?
Yeah, so, like, you go back to last GM meetings where Craig Breslow was saying, like, what, he's a potentially a 35 home run guy, and now they're not even, like, guaranteeing him a spot next year as a starting spot. Like, you know, I actually asked the question about, like, is Tristan, like, this was right after the season ended, at the end of the year press conference, is Tristan your first baseman? And, you know, he wouldn't commit to that, and he's not committing to that. They don't even know if he's, I mean, Tristan thinks he's going to be completely healthy by spring training and full go, I believe.
Right.
But the Red Sox aren't committed to that. And so, you know, they need to figure out first base because, you know, the issue is that there are injuries with him. He's been injury prone. This is 2 years now. And then he also dealt with some issues that kept him out of games in the minor leagues. It was a good stretch, I think, the year before he was a rookie, that he was missed a ton of time. And so, you know, that's an issue. I mean, you know, you look at it and you've seen guys that, you know, there are injury prone guys, I think, like, you know, Jacoby Ellsbury. I mean, he could be extremely good like he was in 2013 and play every game and get second in the AL MVP race. But there were concerns, obviously, about health. And I think that they have that with him. You know, you look at it, and I still think he can be a really good hitter. He's got a great control of the strike zone. I don't know why he only batted one something or whatever before, why he struggled so much before his injury last year.
Right.
That's kind of a mystery to me because he is a good hitter. Like, he has a good approach. He's not Bobby Dalbec. So it's like, I don't know why he was struggling like Bobby Dalbec.
Yeah, no, that was a mystery, especially with the plate discipline. But that hopefully something that could be solved moving forward. But Christopher Smith of Mass Live here with us on WEEI. Make sure you follow along with his reporting during the course of the offseason at Smitty on MLB. Before we let you go, do the Red Sox end up moving one of their outfielders to try to solve a jam before we get to spring training?
Yeah, so I think that, you know, Jaron Duran makes the most sense.
Okay.
I think that, you know, because if you look at it, like, Roman Anthony is best arm strength wise and defensively in left field long term. And you're giving up a lot of defense if you trade Abreu. Like, his arms, and you're also giving up, like, you know, defense because of whoever replaces him in right field. It would be Anthony. And Anthony had some good statistics, like defensive stats in right field last year. But he's nowhere near Abreu, and also the arm strength is nowhere near Abreu's, and so he would be perfect for left field. And so I think that it makes most sense to trade Jaron Duran. There are teams interested in the Red Sox outfielders, which specifically would be Duran and Abreu. And I guess you might listen to some stuff on Seda and Rafaela. I wouldn't know why you wouldn't, except for the fact that he's, you know, the only right-handed hitting outfielder that you have right now. And so that's why you would probably not move him, as opposed to the other two guys being more likely. So they could trade, you know, they could use Duran as part of a package where you trade him with a couple top prospects for a number two starter. Or you keep them and you even get a number two, or you get a number two starter just through prospects, because they have enough. I mean, they have six top 100 prospects. I think Peyton Tolley is a guy that a lot of people would Peyton Tolley and Connolly early together would be a good package for any team for a number two starter. And, you know, to start there, just have to figure out a few pieces after that. And, you know, and so I think that it makes sense to trade him as part of the deal. But they also might look at it like, you know, the free agent market in starting pitching is maybe better than the trade market. I mean, we don't know if Joe Ryan's going to be traded, you know, now. He was available at the deadline, but maybe they have different thoughts now. That's what I've heard. You know, he said publicly, Derek Salvi, the GM of the president of baseball operations of the Twins. So there may be a different market here for pitching, and you might actually have better chance, or you might actually be better off getting a free agent. I think, you know, Ranger Suarez is one guy to look at from the Phillies, even though he's attached to a qualifying offer. I think they like him. And, you know, so, yeah, it should be an interesting offseason.
All right, Christopher, we appreciate the work that you guys do at Mass Live. You cover this team tremendously. Hoping for your sake and for ours, exciting times in the horizon, but we appreciate the time today.
All right, thanks for having me.
That is Christopher Smith joining us here on WEEI, talking Boston Red Sox, exciting times, names all over the place. Will they actually spend? That is anybody's guess. But we'll wrap things up here, get you over to KJ and Lions at 1 o'clock. We'll do all that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next. Back here on WEEI to wrap things up. We got KJ and Lions coming up at the top of the hour, taking you up until 3 o'clock. That's when Boston College football takes over the airways. They're taking on Georgia Tech at Alumni this afternoon. Pre-game coverage at 3, kickoff at 3:30. Thanks to Christopher Smith of Mass Live for joining us. If you missed our conversation about the Red Sox and their offseason plans, you can get that wherever you get your podcast. Just look up WEEI Weekend Shows. You can also hear it on the Odyssey app. Wanted to end with a string of questions that came in. Just after I got on at 11 from Jake and Portsmouth, I should say, on the text line. Question, is Boston, meaning the Bruins farm system, consistently better than critics or experts say it is? It seems even the young rookies or prospects don't work out here. They play well elsewhere. Follow-up question, will one or a few of Patra, Lysell, or Lauri get traded for a top six wing or a top four right-handed defenseman if they keep playing well? Second part first on that one. First of all, I can't believe that we're even remotely in a conversation about the Bruins where we're talking about them adding at the trade deadline, but I feel like you have to start having that conversation, and that's kind of a two parts. First of all, if you're going to be a playoff team and the Atlantic and the Eastern Conference is going to be as inconsistent as it is, where Montreal's your pace car, Toronto's struggling, Tampa's kind of showing their age a little bit, Florida's dealing with a bunch of injuries, Kachuk looks like he's going to be out for a while, Barkov done for the year. Your Eastern Conference, other than Carolina, is surprisingly wide. The powers are out in the West this year in a big way, even more so than I feel like we saw in years past, because at least Florida was in the mix a year ago. But if you continue to win, which for I do think the bubble is going to burst on this eventually. There's a talent discrepancy there where I feel like you're going to go through another lull, and then it's going to kind of be a 50-50 jump ball at the trade deadline whether you want to buy or sell. And I would still recommend selling, because I think the more assets that you can recoup to try to replace some of these temporary pieces that you've put in, the Corrales, the Azmonts, the Tanner Janos, unfortunately that contract's a little bit longer than temporary. I still think you're not in a position to buy at the trade deadline, but your record is your record. And if you're still a playoff team in the Atlantic when the trade deadline comes around, it's probably wise to see if you can get something for these young players that for some reason or another, the Bruins just don't trust. Lysell has his defensive issues, Patra's the one that really kind of surprises me. I'm a little surprised that this year specifically they didn't decide to give him a little bit more of a run. But if you can package a Patra or a Lysel or the picks that you accumulated at last year's trade deadline and go out and get that piece that kind of secures your top four of Zadorov, McAvoy, Lindholm, and Blank, that'd be a pretty intriguing move to make, given the fact that I'd say your defense has been the biggest disappointment to this point compared to your offense. But we'll leave that one there. Love that we're even remotely talking about the Bruins adding at this point, because I thought this year was going to be a disaster. But that brings me to the end of my time here on WEEI. Thank you to those that joined via call and via text. Thank you back behind the glass to David. Thank you to Josh as well, hanging out back there. KJ and Lions are on the way next. They'll have you 1 until 3 this afternoon. So load up the lines at 617-779-7937. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.